Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a poop storm is about to happen, and many of you are looking at the headlines going, I'm good, I'm vaccinated. The unvaccinated are going through all this drama, and it's on them, and we're good. Let's go watch some Netflix. And you don't understand. Okay, this poop storm is about to blow into your living room. So let me just explain what's been going on, okay? I got the vaccine. A lot of us got the vaccine. You might have gotten the vaccine. But a good number of people have chosen to wait. They're a little hesitant. They're worried. Not really buying the whole mRNA thing. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, look, we gave you the education. It's your body, your choice. But that, not to the Biden administration. The Biden administration does not have a lot of wins from a political standpoint. And the one thing they do want to have a win on is their very robust vaccine rollout, which I credit the Biden administration, I credit the Trump administration, I credit all the health departments, I credit the public officials. The rollout and having vaccines available for everybody was pretty damn cool. I have to say that. But there's an election coming, and they want to tout the percentage of Americans that they got vaccinated. Well, in order to do that, you got 75 million kids. They want them vaccinated. You have a lot of workers out there that are still saying, no, I don't want the vaccine. So what's happening? Well, the Biden administration, in an attempt to control COVID, even though COVID comes in waves up and down, whether it's a highly vaccinated country or not, but in an attempt to fight the COVID pandemic, decrease hospitalizations, which I do believe the vaccine does, they've recommended mandates. Now, even though they promised, even though the Biden administration promised there was not going to be mandates, not going to be passports, nobody has to show their papers to go and eat at a restaurant or to go and fly, look at what's happening. Now, how does the Biden administration inflict a mandate and not inflict a mandate? Well, they go to the employers. Right? They relegate. And they go to the and delegate. And they go to the employers and say, look, if you have more than 100 employees, you better make sure they're vaccinated. If not, you're subject to fines. Well, how do they do that? How do they just randomly come up with a fine? It would be unconstitutional. They go through OSHA. Now, OSHA, we've spoken about OSHA. The occupational... Oh, call the show, not me. Call the show. The occupation, how do people get my number? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, Health Administration is an entity that me as a doctor, I worked with, I got along great with the OSHA guys. I would have them come in and say, look, make sure I'm doing nothing wrong, you know, so then I made sure I was always by the book because nobody wanted an OSHA fine. If you get fined by OSHA, it is thousands of dollars. And in fact, any fine that OSHA gives you now, whether it's you putting people at risk in your retail store, construction, medical office, it's about $13,600. So OSHA, I would have them come in and say, look, make sure everything's good. You like our eyewash. You like what we did here, what we did here, what we did here. They were like, good. You know, maybe get an extra eyewash here. Maybe do this. And it was fine. We worked out great. Never had a violation. It was fine. So OSHA is where the Biden administration could then inflict the fines. Because if COVID vaccine and unvaccination status is a public health issue, then an employer could be at fault for not having a vaccination mandate in place. Which means if you are an employer and you have over 100 employees, each each one that doesn't get vaccinated by January 4th will cause you to be fined $13,653. There is a maximum penalty for an employer of $136,532, not for a total of tons of employees. You could be fined hundreds of thousands of dollars, but for repeat offenders. So what's supposed to happen is by January 4th, you as an employer have to have this mandate. Your employees have to be vaccinated. If not, they have to go through testing, also wear a mask, etc. If anybody is violating that, you get hit with a $13,600 fine per employee. Or if an ex-partner wants to get you in trouble. I saw somebody, they're not wearing a mask. OSHA comes. So how does that affect you or I who have been vaccinated? Okay, well, one is there's a good chance that we're going to lose our coworkers because an employer cannot take the risk. They're so scared. That's kind of how, you know, these fascist governments work. We're going to scare you and punish you so bad that you'll end up doing the behavior that we want. Mind you, vaccinated people are still carrying the same viral load and spreading the virus. So they are so scared to death of that $14,000 fine that they're going to say, you know what? Get out of here. Get out. Because if they don't have all the proof of the testing and all that, they're in trouble. So one is you're going to lose your coworker. Number two is we're going to have, again, supply chain crisis, a glut. We're not going to have enough workers. We're not going to have, but it's going to cost money to have all this oversight with OSHA. It's going to cost a lot of money, which means your taxes and my taxes have to go to this, have to go to the OSHA police. And I'm a fan of OSHA with what they do. I think what OSHA does, making sure, you know, there is occupational safety and work environments are safe. But now, in order for them to enforce this, there are millions of businesses with over 100 people. And by the way, OSHA could close it down. So your favorite fast food joint, your favorite bakery, your favorite store could get closed down. So for you, you need to be prepared to pay more taxes. You also need to be prepared to do more work. And if a job gets fined, and if somebody is going to be having to pay $14,000 per employee because they don't get tested or something goes wrong, and the employee will sue the employer because they have America's Disability Act protection and all sorts of other things, now your prices are going to go up. That hamburger is going to go up. This is an absolute mess. And I see how they did it, and I don't agree with it because vaccinated people can also spread the virus. So I'm having a tough time seeing the public health advantages. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so in the beginning of the year, when the vaccine rollout was happening, a lot of people were like, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to do this? And there was a lot more vaccine hesitant people. And over time, they're like, okay, well, you know what? My buddy got it. My mom got it. My neighbor got it. I'm hearing there's going to be mandates. I'm like, you know what? I'll play it safe. Yeah, I'll do one. And if that one goes okay, all right, I'll get another one. Now, me, I was planning on getting the vaccine. I did get the vaccine. Was I a little scared? Did I pray after each shot? Do I still pray each night, hoping that there's no side effects and that I also pray that I don't get COVID or any of my friends and loved ones get COVID? Yeah, I do. I pray for a lot of different things. I know you guys think that I'm praying for youth, and I'm praying to lose a few pounds, you know, and more chocolate, you know, for Christmas. But no, I COVID is in my prayers, and I always pray that there's no side effect to the vaccine that me and my family got, and my loved ones got, and that we don't get COVID. That's just what I mean. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I got the vaccine, but I'm still, you know, always a little concerned about what this crazy virus can do and what the vaccine could do. But for the most part, if I didn't think the vaccine was safe, I wouldn't recommend that my mom get it. I wouldn't recommend that my kids get it. So I felt it's safe enough. But vaccine hesitant people throughout this whole time have been ridiculed, have been called Trumpers, have been called right wing nuts, have been called whatever. And me being licensed in multiple states, I get to talk to people of multiple states, especially those who are unvaccinated. And when a good number of my patients in Alabama and Mississippi are not doing it for political motivations, and they're doing it because of concerns from Tuskegee experiments or from maybe African Americans not being as represented in the original studies as Caucasians were. There's a whole variety of reasons why people are vaccine hesitant, and I appreciate it. And as a doctor, I have to be open to their opinions and educate them with what I know how. But what people keep asking, which is totally understandable and logical why they ask, is why is everything about COVID having to do with a genetic material? Flu shot, you kill the flu, you have that skeleton piece or the proteins, you incite an immune system. And I was told early on, and I convey that to you, that I guess that doesn't work with COVID. You can't destroy COVID and leave an outer shell. For some reason, it doesn't work. But I did tell you that there is one company that is designing the spike proteins to be injected into you, and then you make a antibody response. It's a more traditional type of vaccine. That's Novavax. Now, Novavax, they've been a little behind the curve and a little slower than Pfizer, Moderna, and some of these other companies that made it to the finish line first. But Novavax, I believe, is ready to get approval in the UK, and then hopefully soon here in America. Now, the Novavax vaccine doesn't use any genetic material. And I think there's a lot of vaccine-hesitant people that are looking forward to that. And they've even told me, they go, when the Novavax vaccine comes out, I'm going to get that one. And I would love for that to come out because I would love for people to have protection. And I do like the more traditional, old school. I think it's cool. We're being told right now that Novavax is hoping to get approval right now in Australia, Canada, Indonesia, New Zealand, and the UK. Not much traction in the US, even though they did submit a marketing application in the US. But this Novavax vaccine may bridge those vaccine hesitant people that don't want to deal with genetic material or genetic material, for lack of a better word, manipulating our cells. Now, when I got the COVID vaccine, I told you guys how it worked. The mRNA in Pfizer or Moderna, and I got Pfizer, was in a little lipoprotein particle. It went into my muscle cell, and I got some muscles. I got some muscle. Went into the muscle cell. My nucleus DNA was asleep. Didn't have to be bothered. mRNA comes into the cell cytoplasm. The cytoplasm enzymes and proteins go, what the hell, who are you? They go, I got a message. Here's my message, messenger RNA. They read the message and go, all right, guys, we need to do this. Somebody goes, do we need to wake up the boss? Do we need to ask the DNA? They go, no. This message comes from, who knows, Biden, we follow it. Some cells are like, Biden, man, let's go Brandon. No, we got to follow it. It's the mRNA. It's the message. Let's make what it wants us to make. Look, that's what we get paid for, and then we clock out. So the cytoplasm of our cell, even though my DNA was asleep and supposedly not bothered, made the spike proteins. The cell then produces these spike proteins. My immune system gets told, all right, you got to learn this. You got to be prepared. They're like, all right, guys, learn this. Now my immune system is ready to be prepared for when they see a real spike protein that comes from COVID. The mRNA is supposed to disappear and dissipate. These spike proteins are supposed to dissipate and go away. That's what we're told. So there isn't supposed to be long-term harm. There's not supposed to be cancer. Nothing like that. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, a little different. Johnson & Johnson vaccine has DNA. The DNA comes in. Cytoplasm peeps are like, what are you doing here? They're like, I only talk to the boss. Nucleus wakes up. That DNA talks to our cell's DNA. DNA is like, what? Other one's like, sup? So they take a look. They go, okay, looks like we need to make a message. You know, our DNA makes that message. That messenger mRNA sends it to our cytoplasm. And they go, all right, you guys heard the boss. Let's do it. And then they make the spike proteins. So many vaccine hesitants are like, I don't want any DNA in my body. I don't want it. Merck's molnupiravir, fantastically orchestrated medication, but it has to do with interfering with the genetic code of the virus. Some people would just prefer old school. And I get the hesitation. I get it. Now, as a doctor, I'm open to new treatments. I understand that we are able to do some amazing things. And if that COVID vaccine kept me out of the hospital, I'm a believer. But I do understand that there's a lot of concern that much of our fight with COVID is genetically based. Why? Why can't we do more old school? So Novavax allows that old school traditional way to fight. Now, I don't know, I can't compare immune responses. I can't say that the Novavax is going to be a stronger immune system than Pfizer. I mean, right now, the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine have some amazing data early on after your shots. The immunity wanes after about 6 months. Virus mutates. Your antibodies are like, look, okay, you know, nobody's watching. There's no boss anymore. Let's go take a break and watch some Netflix. Maybe it's all the Netflix we're watching that's, you know, messing with our... Maybe we're just all getting lazier. I don't know. But our immune system gets lazy when it comes to the Pfizer and Pfizer or the Pfizer shot, the Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. That immunity way drops, which is why boosters are occurring at a faster, in a much shorter interval for Johnson & Johnson than Pfizer and Moderna. But... when a vaccine hesitant person is asking if there's non-genetically manipulative types of medications or vaccines, right now the answer is no. And if we're really that worried about COVID and we're really concerned about how the unvaccinated is what's keeping the virus propagating, even though the vaccinated people are getting sick and propagating too, but if they think that the unvaccinated are causing, you know, more variants to breed and all that and to be made, then wouldn't you want to quickly get this Novavax out there? The Novavax vaccine are little protein derivatives that are supposed to mimic the spike protein, so you don't have to go through the whole messenger RNA, DNA, all that. There's the spike proteins. They're in your body learns them. I like it. I like it a lot. Same thing with the antiviral. Some people don't want the molnupiravir. They're like, okay, Merck right now, Merck is getting huge thumbs up with its drug. It looks like it has fantastic efficacy. I think it cuts your risk of disease by 50%, which is good for an antiviral per se. But again, you have people out there going, can I take something else? Can I take something like ivermectin that won't mess with my DNA? Can I take something like fluvoxamine? Which apparently it interferes with the receptor, but it doesn't necessarily switch blocks or messes with the blocks of the virus. So, I can only trust what is given to me. I have to take the information I have and go with that. And so I wish I had a better answer for you, but I do agree with some of you who are saying you'd rather see the Novavax on the market because that would be a vaccine that some of you might be more open to. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
You've heard that supply lines lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is updating the nation on the U.S. response to the Omicron variant of coronavirus.
Dr. Fauci believes that the current vaccines provide at least some protection against the new variant, and the boosters strengthen that protection significantly. We do not yet believe that additional measures will be needed, but so that we are prepared, if needed, my team is already working with officials at Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson to develop contingency plans for vaccines or boosters if needed.
Biden's briefing comes after Dr. Anthony Fauci says it will be about 2 weeks before we collect more data regarding this new strain. Twitter founder Jack Dorsey is stepping down as CEO of the social media company. The move confirmed by Twitter and it's effective immediately. Dorsey will stay on the board of directors for now. USA Radio News. Today is Cyber Monday with shoppers hunting down deals. Data firm Adobe Analytics suggests online sales will top $11 billion, 4% more than last year. Traffic at retail stores was down more than 28% compared to Black Friday in 2019. Secret Service agent Matt Chevro says it's important to keep your guard up if you are shopping online.
As we do all year long, Secret Service believes it's important to remind consumers to remember the basics of good cyber hygiene and heighten their awareness of the types of cyber threats that are out there. Online cyber criminals will try to take advantage of you during this busy shopping time, no matter if you're the consumer or the business.
There's a new pandemic record for the number of passengers going through security at the nation's airports. The TSA is saying more than 2.4 million people were scanned on Sunday. That's double the number that went through security on November 28th of last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So definitely some news. Man, I tell you, apparently Jack Dorsey has resigned as CEO of Twitter. This came just out of nowhere. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is stepping down as chief of the social media company effective immediately. Parag Agrawal, Twitter's chief technology officer, will take over the helm. Shares of Twitter dropped about 0.5%. At first, they just soared, and then they dropped. Dorsey is 45 years old. He was serving as both the CEO of Twitter and Square, his digital payments company. Dorsey will remain a member of the board until his term expires at the 2022 meeting of stockholders. Not sure what's going on there. Salesforce president and COO Brett Taylor will become the chairman of the board, succeeding Patrick Pichette, a former Google executive who will remain on the board as chair of the audit committee. He said, "I've decided to leave Twitter because I believe the company is ready to move on from its founders." He didn't really provide any additional detail. So Agrawal will have to meet Twitter's aggressive internal goals. The company said earlier this year it aims to have 315 million monetizable daily active users by the end of 2023 and to at least double its annual revenue in that year. He has served as CTO since 2017. I'm confused by a lot of the things Twitter does because, they pick and choose who they allow to be verified. They seem to not like radio folk. They like TV folk. It's not a follower issue. It's a, if you're in the radio, they won't verify you. And I don't know why they want to do that, because if radio is bringing business to Twitter, you would wonder why would they screw people over like that, unless it's just the more conservative radio hosts. I don't know. And it just, there's some things that they just aren't seeming to do money-wise that's making a lot of sense. And with Facebook going to Meta and all those other changes, there's obviously, some competition that needs to come into play. So we'll see what happens. Also in the news, which is really interesting, is Kyle Rittenhouse, I guess, goes to Arizona State University. He's at ASU. And I guess Rittenhouse is being asked by students. Students are demanding that Rittenhouse gets withdrawn from campus, as students are calling him a violent murderer. So this is obviously now bringing up a lot of drama, and I want to apologize here because my computers are being a little slow. So Rittenhouse is 18 years old. He just got cleared from the murders that happened at the Kenosha, the killings that happened at the Kenosha, Wisconsin protest that happened during a BLM protest that later turned into a riot. Now, he revealed during his testimony earlier that he was a student of ASU. Nobody really knew which college he went to. The university has confirmed that he is enrolled as an online student. And even if he was convicted, he could have still been able to still take students and be a part of ASU. But an alliance of left-wing students called the Arizona State University Students for Socialism, Students for Justice and Palestine, Multicultural Solidarity Coalition, and Mecha de ASU, are demanding that murderer Kyle Rittenhouse be withdrawn from the university. So also adding more demands. They want the university to release a statement denouncing white supremacy and murderer Rittenhouse, that they back a multicultural safe space on campus, and that they redirect funding from the ASU police force to support the aforementioned safe space from white supremacy. They say even with a not guilty verdict from a, quote, flawed justice system, they said Kyle Rittenhouse is still guilty to his victims and the families of those victims. They say join us to demand from ASU that those demands be met to protect students from a violent, bloodthirsty murderer. Wow. This is something that, I think we have always been of the mindset that when a chapter is closed, a chapter is closed. There's a court case, we hear from the jury, we move on. And it seems like, with something like this, when people are very emotionally charged, they don't want to move on. And you have a 18-year-old who, and however you feel about this, about, should he have been there, should he not have been there, what was he doing, did he belong there, did he, was it a mistake, it was tragic. Whatever happened was tragic. But he has been acquitted for being a murderer. They're purposely there to kill people. it was established that he wasn't there to start shooting people randomly. He was there and he did self-defense. That was what the jury, you know, if we support our justice system, we support the justice system. That's how it was ruled. But now ASU is going to be involved. And ASU is probably like, oh gosh, how are we going to get involved with this? Well, now they're involved. And they're going to then have to decide and make a stance on if they are going to support a student that the legal system has acquitted and allow him his constitutional rights to attend a university, a state university, or are they going to cave to the interests of the students on campus, some of the students on campus, and kick him off and denounce and accuse him of white supremacy. Now, the university cannot use the term white supremacy with Kyle Rittenhouse because they will be in trouble for defamation. I think the university can denounce white supremacy. I think most companies and institutions do. And I believe most actually already have that in their bylaws and their student handbooks. But if a group of students wants an institution to, because this could happen to somebody who sells Kyle Rittenhouse their clothes. I mean, it could be Levi Strauss. It could be who knows. If Kyle Rittenhouse goes to McDonald's, somebody could say, okay, McDonald's needs to do this, needs to say that we denounce, you know, if somebody now tries to use in the same sentence Kyle Rittenhouse and a white supremacist, they're going to be legally liable for defamation. That's going to be the next set of legal cases. And so a lot of eyes are watching what's going on with Kyle Rittenhouse right now and how this folds out because they want to see where society goes with this. You know, are we going to accept certain things as racist if their intention wasn't necessarily that or the landscape around that is being, I guess, advocated as tied to that. You know, are we going to, was this a racist case? You know, a white man shooting white people at a protest. And the protest, even though it might have been started as BLM, didn't necessarily, I mean, you know, most people I know that support BLM don't support riots. They don't support shootings. So, you know, are people going to end up being racist trying to call, you know, trying to connect a race, a demographic with violence? That's racist. So ASU, which, and universities usually tend to be more liberal, is going to possibly set a barometer of and set a trend of how are universities going to approach a lot of these sort of liberal ideologies and sort of, I guess, calls to action when that may not be the case. Like I said, you know, everybody could have a different opinion on Kyle Rittenhouse and how he feels towards, you know, people of other races than his. That's not for us to debate. But if a university is asked to basically imply that he's a white supremacist because he killed other white individuals during a protest that turned riot, then, you know, it's obviously going to be there's going to be a snowball effect. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. To everybody celebrating, happy Hanukkah. It's Hanukkah. I'll tell you guys about the story of Hanukkah a little bit later this week. I forgot it was Hanukkah because it kind of came early. I mean, it came on the last day of Thanksgiving weekend. That it's kind of early. One time Hanukkah finished after the New Year. And so that's kind of odd. It would be great if Hanukkah just came around Christmas so everybody could celebrate all together, but it doesn't, which is fine. So for those of us celebrating, happy Hanukkah. All right, so I need to talk about this next topic because, you know, with Omicron variant and all this now new panic of more COVID, you know, we talk about burnout with healthcare professionals, but we don't necessarily talk about suicide rates. And nobody wants to talk about suicide because it's sad. It's awful. And having had friends of mine commit suicide who were in the medical field, it's frighteningly more common than we think. And you would think doctors especially would be a little bit more immune to it. You know, we're immune to a lot of illnesses. Many of us didn't get COVID because our immune systems were pretty primed with everything we've been exposed to. So you would think we would be kind of, you know, have that sort of resilience where if everything we're seeing, we can, you know, overcome. And that's not the case. In fact, a study earlier this year found that 79% of physicians feel sad or depressed. 79%, and 1 in 8 actually contemplate suicide. That is a huge, huge number. And there's a lot of reasons for this, but let me give credit to where this data is coming from. It's coming from Medscape's National Physician Burnout and Suicide Report 2021. Now, the numbers are a little improved from 2019, but then again, there's a lot of differences between data sets, so I'm still kind of looking at it as still strikingly high. And 12,000 physicians across 29 specialties were interviewed, and the data was collected last year between August 30th and November 5th of 2020. 20% of physicians, so a fifth of us, appeared to suffer from clinical depression. 69% reported feeling sad. And 13% of physicians have contemplated suicide. 1% actually attempted and failed. And the most common specialties that, I guess, had suicidal thoughts were obstetricians, orthopedics, otolaryngology or ENT, plastic surgery, and then diabetes and endocrinology rounded out the top five. Now, in terms of burnout, all right, a couple years ago, urology, dealing with prostates, and I think urology is fascinating. I don't see how you could burn out with urology, but 54% of urologists cited burnout, neurology 53%, physical medicine and rehab 52%, IM or internal medicine 49%, and emergency medicine 48%. Yet with COVID, burnout was more seen in critical care, which makes sense, rheumatology, infectious disease, then urology, and then pulmonary medicine. I really want to know, what is so burning out about prostates and penises and bladders? That really surprises me. But you know what? I'm not a urologist, so I couldn't even imagine. But what's interesting is the reason why I think doctors may be more suicidal and more depressed is because we're pretty egotistical, we're pretty narcissistic, and we don't want to ask for help. We think we got it. In fact, they looked at, you know, why didn't you seek help? Well, 52% said my symptoms aren't that bad. You know, they thought, okay, well, they were sad because they clinical depression. They're like, well, you know, I'm not really wanting to hurt myself. So they thought their symptoms weren't bad enough, so they aren't seeking help. I can deal with this without help from a professional. 46% said that. I'm too busy. I'm too busy to take care of this. That's a very common thing. I don't want to risk disclosure. Your medical information is supposed to be private. Nothing's private these days, and I think a lot of doctors realize that. I don't trust mental health professionals. Very odd coming from doctors. And in the study, 42% of physicians said they're burned out. So if you feel burned out, you're not going to seek help, then you're going to be more inclined to hurt yourself.
Female physician burnout rose to 51%, outpacing males 36%. 79% said their burnout started before the pandemic. 21% said it started after. So what leads to burnout? Well, you know, the bureaucracy, the lack of pay, the lack of respect, the long hours, the feeling like you're not really accomplishing something. I mean, I'm a red blue. So reds like to fix something. I want to know that I sewed you up. I reduced your fracture. I reduced your dislocation. You're better. You're walking out of the ER and you're feeling happy. But when you have a patient coming back on, yeah, my diabetes is out of control again, or my weight's out of control again, or I'm, you know, whatever, that might weigh on people because they might want to feel like they're getting something done. I think a lot of it also is you lose your youth. My youth was spent in a cadaver lab in medical school. Now, I still, you know, tried to party, and I still, you know, sang with my friend's band, and I still dated, so I still tried to, you know, get out there and still be somebody in my 20s. But for most of us, we become middle-aged so fast, and we're like, wait a second, I just devoted my whole youth, half of my life, to, you know, my career, and look at how people look at my career. People call us doctors, they accuse us of trying to, add the hype. They accuse us of being political. They accuse us of being money hungry, golfing all the time. And then, you know, patients sue or they don't pay their bills. And, you know, you kind of sometimes go, look, you know, I'm doing this to help people, but I'm feeling pretty damn unappreciated right now. It's interesting. A couple people I know who have committed suicide in the health profession had hung themselves. And there was a study in the year 2000 that looked at the way physicians kill themselves. And many of them would do medications, anesthetics, self-injury ranked not as high as doing things like carbon monoxide or pain medication. But we are starting to find an uptick in hanging. And I've been asked, you know, why would a doctor hang himself? Why would he choose that when he has access to medications? Well, I believe one study, and I want to kind of investigate this a little more, because I've heard of doctors hanging themselves. Many doctors think that it might, I guess, in this one study, they said many doctors think it's a cleaner way. You know, where there's no blood, you know, it's not in a car that the family would use. You know, many times they do it in an area that most of the family wouldn't be in. Even though when you do hang yourself, many times you urinate or defecate. And I mean, it's not a glorious look when you're found, but you don't really see a lot of doctors slit their wrists. Or cut. Doctors do cut themselves sometimes, but you don't really see that as often. And it's interesting how even in somebody's decision to die, they will still put other people first, even though there's a lot of debate on them making that decision if they really are putting people first, but still, they will still put some thought into, you know, not wanting to be a burden on others. And I think physician suicide, anybody's suicide. I mean, we've talked about suicide and we've talked about the reasons. Sometimes people aren't depressed. They're just impulsive. They're like, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Don't talk me out of it. And their impulsivity is what makes them do it. Others are, they don't want to die from a bus crash or from cancer. They want control. And they're like, you know what? I'm finally in control of something. I wasn't in control of my birth, but I'm going to be in control of my death. I'm going to end it, and this is how I'm going to end it. Some people, they, you know, sometimes you just can't imagine what somebody is feeling. But I think the majority of it is people feel lost. They feel like they can't talk to anybody, and they feel people don't care. So hug your doctor, your nurse, your teacher. Let people know you care. 1-877-DOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.